بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون وقال تبارك وتعالى وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama kiram, elders and dear brothers, we have come to the end of the first month of the year according to the Gregorian calendar, and already in one month we have seen a great deal of turmoil, a great amount of instability throughout the world. We heard of the fires that took place in Australia. We heard of the turmoil and instability, the conflict between America and Iran. Recently we heard of the outbreak of a deadly virus in China that began to spread to different parts of the world, and various other incidents and occurrences that have taken place in a short space of time. And the one constant in the life of every single person is the worry, concern and apprehension over the future. Each and every human being, regardless of religion, regardless of race, regardless of his background, regardless of his social standing or which walk of life he comes from, each and every person has this worry, this concern and fear. What will happen in the future? I don't know which way things are going to go. I am uncertain about my family, my children, and my progeny, the generations that are still to come into this world. How do I secure my financial future? How do I secure the protection of my family in this world? The country is unstable. The economy can crash and fall at any moment. Each and every person has this fear within his heart. From the onset, let us understand that this feeling of fear is a natural reaction and emotion experienced by man. Allah Rabbul Izzah in Quran speaks about three Anbiya. When faced with some uncertainty or some challenge in front of them, what was their first reaction, their natural human reaction? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is faced with a test and challenge from the magicians of Fir'aun. فَأَلْقَوْ حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِصِيَّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. They were well versed in sorcery and magic, and they threw down their sticks and ropes, and they made it seem as though they had turned into snakes that were slithering around on the ground. What was the reaction of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Allah says the first reaction is he felt a sense of fear within his heart. We look at Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The malaika come to him. They are on their way to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. So they present themselves before Ibrahim alayhi salam in the form of a group of men. And he puts a plate of food in front of them. فَلَمَّا رَآ أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ. When Ibrahim alayhi salam sees that they are not partaking of this food, he begins to realize that something is amiss, something is not right. وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفًا. Again, his first reaction is he feels a sense of fear within his heart. We look at Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. He is sitting in his chamber, he is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was in a secure room, nobody could gain entry to this room. The malaika come once again in the form of two human beings. They scale the wall and they get into his chamber. إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودِ فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ. Again, his first reaction, Allah says, he feels a sense of fear within his heart. This is a natural reaction and emotion of insan. When there is some uncertainty about the future, we will be afraid. We will be apprehensive. But what is the reaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. O Dawood, do not be afraid. Ibrahim alayhi salam, awjasa minhum khifa, qalu la takhaf. O Ibrahim, do not be afraid. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, qulna la takhaf, innaka antal a'la. O Musa, you also do not be afraid. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse of Quran sends out a general statement to the people of Iman. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah says, those people who have said, my Rabb is Allah, and then they were steadfast upon their iman. They remained steadfast upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah says, they also will have no fear upon them. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Nor will they grieve. They will not worry about the future. They will not grieve over what has passed. Why should a person who has iman not be afraid? If we analyze this emotion of insan, fear, where does fear come from? We find that a person who is about to do some task and he has no assistance, no helpers around him, then he becomes afraid. So a youngster who is in school and the teacher says to him, your examination is going to be an open book test. He is not afraid because he knows I have got assistance. Or there is some group project that he is taking part in. He knows if I fall short, somebody will be there to cover me. But when he sits for that final exam, there is no friend that can assist him. There is no textbook in front of him. Now that sense of fear comes into his heart. He has nobody to help him. But for the people of Iman, Allah emphatically declares in Quran, Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu. The mu'min is never alone. Allah is there to assist him. Allah is there to help him. Who do you place your trust on? Place your trust on Allah. Who do you rely on? Rely on Allah. Who do you confide in? Confide in Allah. Who do you take support from? Take support from Allah. Allah is there for you. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. The greatest mistake that we have made, respected brothers and elders, when Allah speaks about the attitude of the disbelievers, those who do not recognize Allah, what is their outlook on life? إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Any achievement, any success that comes to a person in his life, he attributes it to himself. It was my knowledge, my skill, my ability. Allah says, if you will realize that you have no knowledge, you have no ability, you have no skill, for one moment, let us imagine a handicapped person. He has no hands, no feet. He understands that I cannot take a sip of water without relying on somebody. I cannot relieve myself or go to the toilet without relying on somebody. If we will understand that our achievements, our success, whatever we have gathered of this world, is not my achievements, it is not due to my ability, my skill, my business acumen, my intelligence, my charisma, my personality. But it is Allah Rabbul Izzah who has given it to me. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah says, then when you place your trust upon me, when you rely on me, when you take support from me, I will be sufficient for you. There will be no need for you to fear. And then if some difficulty comes to insan, after all, we are living in this world. It is Darul Imtihan. There will be ups and downs. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so beautifully explained, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How amazing are the affairs and matters of a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Every situation he finds himself in will be a situation of goodness. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If some goodness comes to him, some ease and comfort comes to him, he achieves what he set out to achieve, life is smooth, then shakara, he expresses gratitude to Allah, and this is also good for him. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. When he shows his gratitude to Allah, Allah becomes pleased with him. وَإِن أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ. And if the tables are turned, he finds himself going through some difficult patch in life. Perhaps there was some loss of property, some loss of wealth, some loss of life, some family member left this world. Some hardship or difficulty has come into his life. صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. then he exercises sabr and patience, and this also is good for him. In other words, whether he is enjoying his life, whether he is achieving what he set out to achieve, or whether he has found himself at a roadblock, he cannot move forward in life, his business is not taking off, his children are disobedient to him, there's problems in the home, he has been diagnosed with some sickness. No matter what the conditions may be, all are equally good for him. Either he is expressing his gratitude before Allah, or he is exercising sabr and patience before Allah. Therefore, there is no need for a mu'min to fear. Yes, when it comes to our a'mal, when it comes to our deeds being presented in the court of Allah, then we are taught al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. A person should have that fear within his heart. Will Allah accept my actions or not? Do I have sincerity? Have I done enough? But when it comes to the matters of this world, when it comes to my financial future, when it comes to the economy around me, how many a times we hear a person is sitting around the or a family is sitting around the dining room table, and the discussion turns towards politics, towards what is happening in the Middle East, or some war that is taking place, some instability that is taking place throughout the world. And the sense of fear and panic sets in. What can I do? How do I protect myself? Allah says, place your trust upon me. It is part of our aqidah and belief that prior to creating the skies and the earth, Allah decreed each and every step that you and I will take. Not one morsel of food, not one grain of rice, not one drop of water will go down our throat, but that it has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, why should you place your trust upon me? Why should you rely upon me? Why should you take your support from me? In this world, if a person places his trust on some friend, the friend may let him down. He places his trust on some haram friend, a girlfriend, or some illicit relationship that he is having, she may abandon him and be unfaithful to him. He places his trust upon his parents, one day they will not be there. He places his trust upon his children, one day they will get married and move on in life. Allah says, why should you place your trust upon me? وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah says, because I will never let you down. I will always be there for you. I am the ever-living. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. Slumber and sleep does not overtake me. My systems are always operating in this world. If you need me, I will be there for you. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. The sense of fear and panic that has set in, that the entire world is under pressure, we are not sure where to look, where to turn to for assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very easy for us as people of iman. Place your trust upon Allah, rely upon Him, and understand that everything has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you and I came into existence. Allah says, if you will do this, this is the most liberating factor in the life of a mu'min. For other nations, for other ways of life, a person, somebody passes away, that is the end of that relationship, you are not going to meet that person again. But the mu'min, we understand it is a temporary separation. There is some loss, your business is not doing well. For other people, depression will set in, he becomes suicidal. But the mu'min understands that it is only a temporary life in this world. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. If we will turn our attention to the hereafter, and we will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us in this world as a temporary abode, whether goodness comes to us, whether difficulty comes to us, we will exercise patience, or we will express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the recipe for happiness and contentment in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.